News release. Communauté du Trille Blanc. Aurora. The Communauté du Trille Blanc, CTB, raised the Franco-Ontarian flag this morning at Aurora Town Hall in the presence of its host, Mayor Tom Maracas, Leah Taylor-Roy, Liberal MP for Aurora Oak Ridges Richmond Hill, as well as Don Gallagher Murphy, PCMPP for Newmarket Aurora and Parliamentary Assistant to the Minister of Health. Our residential project for Francophones and Francophiles aged 55-plus for York Region has wings, declared the president of CTB, Jean Bouchard. Our initial dream has become the dream of an entire community, and it is for this reason that we now speak of the Francophone Village. There will, of course, be seniors' residences with a continuum of health services, commercial and cultural spaces, office space for our associations, a French-speaking daycare, trails and playgrounds, and surely a French pastry shop where we can meet for a coffee. The village will also take on French accents with street names such as Giselle Lalonde and Mariette Carrier Fraser to commemorate those who have marked the development of our community. The political representatives took turns delivering their message, confirming the relevance and importance of the Communauté du Trille Blanc project. MP Taylor Roy was proud to deliver her speech in both official languages. From a federal perspective with this project, we have affordable housing, which ticks off one box. Secondly, we have housing for seniors, and lastly, we have more support for the Francophone community in our area. We can all be proud of our Franco-Ontarian community. It is a very important day. It is important to recognize what our government is doing to ensure the language rights of our linguistic minority. MPP Gallagher Murphy did not hesitate to speak of her closeness to the Francophones of her riding. I met many Francophones here today, and I want to thank the Communauté du Trille Blanc because you really are a family and you accept me as part of your family, and I want to thank you for that. The presence of the Franco-Ontarian flag in front of Aurora City Hall as the official emblem of Ontario speaks eloquently to the fact that your exceptional dreams, hopes and dynamism float with those of the entire province. Mayor Tom Maracas closed the official speeches. I want to recognize the Communauté du Trille Blanc, and I want to thank the organization for its unwavering commitment to the Francophone community here in York Region and across the province. The work you are doing to build a Francophone village for Franco-Ontarian seniors with housing options, support services and cultural and retail amenities is so important. I know the project is gaining huge momentum, and I want you to know that you have a strong partner in the town of Aurora in helping you realize your dream. Communauté du Trille Blanc President Jean Bouchard offered a brief update on the progress of the Village Francophone project. Just yesterday, members of the board of the Communauté du Trille Blanc held a planning meeting in order to work on the business plan for the realization of our fundraising campaign. I would like to mention the immense work and dedication of all members of our board. We are positioning ourselves to acquire land, and you will have news when this important step in the realization of our project becomes reality. Bouchard, former educator, concluded, "We know that it takes a village to educate a child. Well, we also know that it takes a village to offer the services and a quality of life worthy of what Francophone and Francophile seniors in our community deserve." About 50 people from the Francophone community of York Region attended the event, and it was with great pride that they sang Notre Place by Paul Demers to mark the raising of the flag by the dignitaries in attendance. Among them were the Honorable Charles Beer, former minister responsible for Francophone affairs in the government of David Peterson, and representatives of the Association of Francophones of York Region, AFRY, the Federation of Seniors and Retired Francophones of Ontario, FARFO, as well as the Saint Frère André Catholic Mission.